Our reading this morning from the daily devotional Precious Promises is based on Genesis 1 verse 3 to verse 31, and it is called Our Working God. Our Working God. From the beginning of the first day to the end of the sixth day, God's activity was unceasing. None of those days or any moment was wasted. Moreover, the work of each day was varied. Day one saw the creation of light, the dividing of it from the darkness, and the naming of both. The work of day two was also a work of separation, but of the waters from the waters by a firmament in the midst. The work of day three was a gathering work, according to verse 10, and a generating work, because by God's word, the earth brought forth grass, verse 12. On day four, God located the light to the firmament by making the heavenly bodies, the sun, moon and stars, setting them in place to rule and divide. The division rendered permanent the separation and distinction made on the first day. On day five, having prepared the earth for its inhabitants, God created mammals and birds. Land animals were created on day six, and finally man. God's creation work was finished, but his work in providence and grace is unceasing. He guides his people daily, Psalm 32:8, Isaiah 58:11. He applies the benefits of a finished atonement to them, John 19:30, Romans 5 verse 11. And Jesus daily intercedes for them in heaven, thereby saving to the uttermost all who come unto God by him, Hebrews 7:25. Christian, show your appreciation for your work in God by working for him. Follow the example of Christ, who said, "It behoves me to work the works of him that sent me. As long as the day is, the night shall come when no man may work," John 9 verse 4. Wycliffe's New Testament.